want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is pork butts. When the woman at the butcher counter asked Jimmy the Cutter, "Do you have a nice butt?" Jimmy didn't hesitate and said, "My wife kind of digs it." The lady pushed her walker aside to get a better look at the pork in Jimmy's case, pretending not to hear him. Her faded alligator purse fell open to reveal a half-empty carton of Lucky Strikes and a copy of Reader's Digest. He looked at me and rolled his eyes toward the crease of his paper deli hat. "That joke used to work," he sighed. He swung a stained cotton towel over his shoulder, reached into his case, pulled out three beautiful Nyman Ranch pork butts, and let me choose. From 30 years of cutting swine, his forearms were almost as large as the pork. The woman was busy squinting into the fogged-up edge of the meat case to smear some indigo lipstick on her small mouth. She smacked her lips together 3 times in hopes of some even application. She might have been disappointed if the mirror were any better. She smiled, satisfied, into her fuzzy reflection. I bought all 3 butts. Everyone was happy now. Pork is the most widely consumed meat in the world. The most beloved way in America just might be low and slow barbecue, and we here in the relative easy reach of the Caribbean have some history with the beasts. The Carib Indians on the island of Hispaniola taught the Spanish how to use the green wood lattices to make barbacoa, or what we now know as barbecue. A staple of the islanders' diet was the wild hog. The locals called the animals bucan, and the word eventually came to be applied to many of the wild seafaring island men, buccaneers. Barbecue has become one of the most favored foods in the world. North Americans have been grilling and smoking pork as if it were an article within our Constitution. Few culinary subjects stir such rabid debate from Texas to Memphis to South Carolina and back down to the Caribbean and South America. Some hold forth the theory that barbecue may have originated in China many centuries ago. It's said that a devastating fire burned down a barn, and the pig farmers, who had previously never cooked meat in a fiery fashion, solaced their loss by eating well that night. In the U.S. of A., we have 4 dominant kinds of barbecue. They are distinct in style, and the 4 are, in no particular order, Kansas City, Carolina, Texas, and Memphis. It would take too long to get into the details on this show. One day, I intend to write a whole cookbook on the topic. But basically, Kansas City-style barbecue is characterized by thick, tomato-based sauces containing sugar. My family on my wife's side is from KC mostly, and this is the kind we serve most often. Memphis style tends to be more spicy than Kansas City style. Texas barbecue focuses on beef, and the sauces tend to be thin and strong, with chilies riding up via Mexico. Carolina barbecue is a sauce-centric one. That sauce is, in general, thin and watery, tangy and peppery. Perhaps the most common confusion in regards to grilling and barbecue is which? For my money, barbecue is what is done with a heat that is low and slow, and that grilling is done fast and fairly furious. I like them both. I got home from Jimmy's and rubbed that butt lavishly with a favored spice rub. And you know what? My wife? Yeah, she kind of digs it. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.